Fighting a fire in a barn has impossible odds, but there is a lot that can be done to prevent a fire in the first place. Let's take a look at how to keep this enemy away from your farm. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. Barn fires are a farm owner's worst nightmare and often end with tragic results. Fires can occur at any time, but more occur in the summer and winter months. Summer fires are often the result of electrical storms or spontaneous combustion of hay heating up as it dries. The majority of winter fires are caused by appliances, the accumulation of dust, cobwebs, and other combustible materials on electrical surfaces, or rodents chewing through wires. To identify potential fire hazards, it is helpful to understand the three essential elements a fire uses. Fires are started with an ignition source, something that can cause flammable material to ignite or smolder. Matches, cigarettes, lightning, and electrical sparks are commonly known ignition sources. Fires feed off of highly flammable or combustible material, such as blankets, cobwebs, straw, shavings, paper, fertilizer, pesticides, and paint. Combustible materials contribute to the continuation of a fire. Accelerants fuel the rapid dispersion of a fire. Not all fires involve accelerants, which are substances that increase the speed that a fire spreads. Examples of accelerants are gasoline, kerosene, oil, and aerosol cans. Preventing these three elements, combustible materials, accelerants, and ignition sources, from coming together will prevent most fires on a farm. Hay is a combustible material that requires special consideration. If newly baled hay contains too much moisture, it will produce heat as it continues to dry. This heat can eventually create a fire in the hay, an event called spontaneous combustion. If you are storing newly baled hay, check it regularly for any signs of heat. Stick a thermometer in the stack or a bale. If the temperature is 150 degrees Fahrenheit or more, the hay needs to be better ventilated and moved away from livestock and barns. For this reason, hay, straw, and other types of bedding are best stored away from the same building where livestock is housed, as well as away from machinery or any electrical or heat source that could be an ignition starting point. Accelerants must be stored in approved containers, properly labeled, and kept away from ignition sources and combustible materials. In the event of a fire, a list of accelerants and chemicals on the property will help firefighters determine if an explosion or toxic flames may be produced. Everyone knows a match as an ignition source, but we often forget about heaters, fence chargers, batteries, sparks, or heat from motors and chemicals reacting with water or each other. These items should never be used anywhere near combustible or accelerant materials. In addition to keeping these three fire-producing elements apart from each other, there are many things that can be done to help resist or slow down a fire. Display no smoking signs prominently throughout the barn and have receptacles to deposit cigarettes at door entrances to barns and workshop areas. When remodeling or new construction is involved, consider including a firewall between hay and bedding storage areas and the actual stabling area. Whenever possible, use materials that are flame retardant or fire resistant, such as fire retardant latex paint. If a water source, such as a pond, is on the farm, keep it accessible to firefighting personnel. Electrical systems are the source of many fires and are important enough to review separately for fire precautions. Electrical panels, outlets, and switch boxes should be enclosed in metal and have spring-loaded covers. Avoid putting the electrical box panels and outlets in an area of excessive moisture or dust. All electrical outlets should be grounded, and wires should be encased in metal conduit pipe. Even temporary wires should be protected from horses' teeth, metal shoes, and rodents. Moisture and dust-resistant covers are available for all types of barn light fixtures and are recommended. Place fire-resistant shields around motors that are used near combustible materials. Any appliance used in the barn should be UL-approved, grounded, and have no signs of frayed cords or bent plugs. Wrapping electrical tape around a damaged cord is not an acceptable repair. Portable heaters should never be used in the barn area and must never be left on in tack rooms or offices unless a person is present. Heat tapes, heated automatic water tanks, and water tank heaters must have a thermostat, be UL listed, properly installed, and routinely checked. Heat lamps are a major source of barn fires, as they are often placed too close to hay and bedding, which may ignite from the heat alone. Extension cords should also not be used with heat lamps. ABC dry chemical fire extinguishers should be placed at every exterior door, in the middle of long aisles, and next to main electrical box panels in all livestock buildings and workshops. The extinguisher size should be a minimum of 5 pounds. 10 pounds is ideal. Check extinguishers routinely for their charge level and make arrangements to recharge them if they are not at full capacity. Lightning is nature's own ignition source. Lightning rods can offer protection for barns and other buildings, but they need to be professionally installed, properly grounded, and made of copper or aluminum. Keeping the area inside buildings and the surrounding grounds clean, swept, and picked up will reduce the spread of any fires. Store vehicles and machinery away from the barn. Make a plan of what to do with animals if a fire breaks out, and practice fire drills so employees and boarders know what to do in the event of a fire. Always have a lead and halter for each horse hung on the front of each stall door, available to use in case of an emergency. It is also important to remember what not to do in the event of a fire. Never try to fight a fire that is large or spreading. Never fight a fire that could spread and block your escape route. Never fight a fire if you have not been trained to properly use a fire extinguisher. Even small fires can get out of hand and must be taken seriously. But keeping combustible materials, accelerants, and ignition sources apart, using precautions with electrical and motor sources, and installing devices like lightning rods and fire extinguishers will greatly reduce the chance of any fire in your barn. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheet number 608, which is posted on the Equine Science Center website. It can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.